Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
Yo, 80 years is an impressive number to be recycling. That is. That is an impressive number.
80 years ago, it wasn't called recycling.
I know. But Santana had a birthday celebration he went to on Sunday for Grandma, right?
Yeah, man. It was awesome. My grandmother just celebrated her 100th birthday.
100?
And, you know, I've got a lot of family in Detroit, actually, as funny as it sounds. So her little sister, who's 97, got on a plane and flew down, and we went to the Hill Country in Texas this weekend and had a big-time family event. And when I tell you, these ladies are, both of them are chatty Cathys, and they reminisced and hugged and left messages and, you know, talked about life and everything else. It was awesome. It was a great time. Glad to be a part of it.
Wow.
How was the food?
Oh, the food was great. You know, it's Texas, so it was all barbecue. We had the brisket and the ribs and the chicken and all that kind of stuff, so it was outstanding.
So the little sister is 97, so got a strain of family there that's got some long life,
right?
Genes.
Yeah, they're feisty too. If you want to know how to make it to 97 and 100, you need to meet my grandmother and my great aunt.
So did
they're full of vinegar? I tell you that.
Did Grandma and your auntie have any barbecue?
Yeah, my auntie.
Or did they have any barbecue, or did they eat, you know, a lighter fare?
No, they ate everything. They ate the barbecue, the beans, the coleslaw, cake. They ate everything.
Good for them.
So they're not just.
Closed out the show. You know, they were talking about life and taking chances and not holding grudges and, you know, things that's built about, you know, things that life are about. But they closed it out, and they say that, well, to all our young nieces, nephews, grandkids, great-grandkids, all the kids that are in high school and college, make sure there's one thing you should never do. Never French kiss. Because if you French kiss, you can get pregnant. So don't do it.
You can get pregnant. They have any advice on...
Everybody about fell out their chair.
They have any advice on how to make field goals from over 40 yards?
No, but if they'd have seen the game, they definitely would have had some advice for it.
Right. Wow. Mason Crosby had a miserable day yesterday. Absolutely miserable. 4 missed field goals, yes. 1 missed extra point.
4 missed field goals and a missed extra point.
Yeah. That's all you need to
see. I mean, it's always rough. You know, Mason has been one of the, I don't have to tell you guys, he's been one of the most accurate field goal kickers, I think, in Packer history. So it just sounds like he just had a terrible day. So a lot of times it's like golf, you know, or any other sport. Once you get in the hole, it's hard to get out of it.
But
he had a rough time yesterday.
The Packers will be flying in kickers this week, right? You have to.
I don't know.
To give them a look.
That is a good question. They may, you know, I don't know. I think it's a little bit too early to jump off of the Mason Crosby bandwagon. You know, if I'm his teammates, and you guys, we've talked about it before, I'm not always the most pro kicker guy because, you know, I feel like you got a job and do it.
Right.
But honestly, if I'm on that team or in that locker room right now, I'm like, okay, why are we settling for field goals and not getting first downs and scoring touchdowns? And let's get it out of the kicker's hands. And if I'm on the defensive side of the ball, I'm like, look, guys, we can't. There's no way we can start on the road in the hole giving up 17, 24 points and expect to come back and win that game.
I'm not saying you jump off the Mason Crosby bandwagon, but as a general manager and head coach, that would be malfeasance. That would be a crime if you didn't start looking at other kickers, right?
Or if you do that and you just totally destroy the guy's head.
But you said Santana.
Can you do it secretly?
No.
Looking at kickers?
Well, let me say this. I don't know if you want to get into his head this early in the game. But
okay.
Most guys understand what they're dealing with. And we talked about this a little bit before. You know, I've been on number one defenses and still you know, at while I played for the Packers. And still, at lunchtime, you might see the Packer van driving up, and they're working out defensive linemen. And
right.
You're like, what in the world is going on? Why would you even fly a defensive lineman and work them out? But, you know, whether you sign the guy or don't sign the guy, you really understand that, look, your check or your career is really based on week to week. So may they work out kickers this week? They may. May we hear about it in the media? Probably not until there's a significant sign-in or something like that. But right now, I think you roll with Mason for another couple of few weeks.
If you're on that team, do you just kind of go, yeah, that was just a disaster all the way around? Or do you go, that was a disaster that we have to figure out why it was a disaster?
Yeah, you know, and I think there's enough, I don't want to call it blame, or there are enough reasons all the way around that the finality is Mason and missing 4 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 field goals. That's the final, you know, that's easy to pick out. But you got to figure out why you're starting so slow on the road, getting into that hole defensively with 3 or 4 scores down going into the halftime. Yeah, you were able to fight back. We've talked about it a little bit before. We're way too heavy at the quarterback position. You know, Aaron is doing all he can, but honestly, he's trying to get to the bye week with his knee. He's a little bit hobbled. So should we really be throwing the ball? I looked at the stat sheet. It was 52 passes.
Yeah.
32 of 52 for 442 yards.
Yeah, so I don't know if that's the right game plan right now when your quarterback is still wearing a knee brace.
Well, they were behind so much so early. I can see where they have to throw a lot. So,
yeah.
Although, you know, Detroit's running defense is like the last place defense in the league against the run.
We ran, but there just wasn't time to run as much as you probably wanted against that defense. I mean, it snowballed.
And that could be true, but honestly, you know, you look at it and it's a 3 or 4 point game, and you run a couple of touchdowns just to keep them. And I understand you're down a couple of scores, but you got to keep the defensive team honest, especially when your quarterback is hobbled. So let's say it like that. So maybe you throw more draws in or sprinkle in a little bit of play action, back pass, screens, things like that. The quick passing game to get the ball out of Aaron's hands so he's not taking so many hits.
I'm sure
Well, that would have been a great advantage.
Guys couldn't
maybe
get open,
they
though.
Just weren't open in a few steps. But, him waiting back there was just – that was the reason he fumbled. He got stripped of the ball. It was just in a bad place and horrible circumstances.
Yeah.
There was one fumble. It seemed like it laid on the ground forever. Yeah, it was probably
slow motion.
Right. It was probably 2 steps before somebody got to it. It was like, oh, that thing went on the ground way too long with nobody touching it. So
yeah.
It was, I don't know what you take away from this game other than no one was killed. You know, no one died. So I guess that's the upside.
And now that is the upside.
And now you have to get ready for San Francisco. That game's a Monday night in Green Bay.
Yeah, and which gives you an extra day. Everybody that has bumps and bruises, that extra 24 hours is really a big deal. And to be able to play it at home and not have to travel, you know, and kind of work on the things that you can fix. That's the biggest thing. What can we fix to get better? And let's stay right there and focus on that.
Well, the other side of that is...
How long before Geronimo Allison and Cobb are ready to go again? Are they just out for weeks and weeks? Or?
Yeah, that hamstring is a tricky thing. I think Geronimo's in the concussion protocol, so that's daily testing of his cognitive function. He's really a talent. He's stepped out and stepped up big early in the year, so hopefully he can get back out there because I felt like he... and Aaron were really getting a good, really, really playing well together. Their relationship was getting better and better from week to week. And definitely we know what Cobb can do, a hamstring. The thing is, you don't want it to bother him. It's a 2 to 4 week injury as long as it doesn't nag throughout the season, because if you keep on tearing and bothering that thing, then all of a sudden we're in January still talking about Cobb's hamstring.
All right, so in a nutshell, you're saying time to panic, correct?
No, I'm not saying time to panic, because at the same time, you know, we're one of the only teams in the NFL that kept, what did we keep? We talked about this. Was it 8 wide receivers or 9 wide receivers?
And we need every one of them right now, apparently.
And you need every one of them. So, I mean, that is really a position where next man up. A position like, I believe 2 weeks ago we lost Wilkerson for the year.
Right.
And we didn't have that many defensive linemen in the final roster. You know, I think we had 5, maybe 6 defensive linemen. So I'm definitely sure they're looking around the league trying to see about signing or bringing another defensive lineman in.
Oh, here was the stat of the day yesterday. The Lions had been in the red zone, what, 16 times this year? Something like that. And it scored 4. They're in the red zone 4 times yesterday, scored all 4. 4 for 4 at one point. Yeah, that was
started in the red zone in most of them.
They worked their way down the field a couple times too. So, there.
That's no bueno. That is no bueno. I don't have to tell you that.
Just keep your ears open for stuff like that during the game. All right. Well, the work goes on, Santana. There's no happiness in Packerland today.
There's no happiness. But just remember what my granny said. Everybody that's in high school and college, none of that French kissing stuff. You can get pregnant.
Hopefully the coach will deliver that message to the team today when he gets them together.
That's right.
All right, Santana.
All right, fellas. Y'all have a great week.
All right. Talk to you next week.